And all new Fords in stock. While the construction teams are busy building our new state-of-the-art showroom, truckloads of the hottest new Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs are coming in daily. So we're slashing prices on everything. Every truck in stock slashed. FX4s, XLTs, Platinums, Lariats, King Ranch. The biggest discounts of the year. How about this 2014 F-150 Super Crew XLT 4x4 loaded? Was $43,870. Now just $30,870. You'll save $13,000 with Evergreen Ford discount, Ford factory rebates, including trade assist, and caller's discount. That's $13,000 off sticker right now. Evergreen Ford is finding every available discount to save you the most money by extending our biggest Memorial Day sales event ever. Click evergreenford.com or, as always, exit 15, I-90, Issaquah.
150 negotiable dock service fee may be added to the purchase price. Vins posted at dealership.
This report is brought to you by Video Only.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, I'm Ashley Ryan. Three left lanes still blocked, southbound 5 south of I-90. They're backed up solid on 520 or on the main line and the express lanes there from Northgate. It's backing you up now 520 westbound, starting right around Montlake. Northbound 5 jammed up at Boeing Access. Alternate routes definitely recommended.
Video Only, where you'll find the best deals on HD TVs, Blu-rays, cameras, camcorders, and home theater systems. Shop around. Just make sure you visit Video Only, because if you don't, you'll be sorry. South Center, Bellevue, Linwood, Federal Way in Tacoma. Video Only.
Bob Rivers in the mornings, the no-repeat workday, and Seattle's greatest hits. This is 95.7 KJR FM and HD1 Seattle, an iHeartRadio station.
One look at us and they judge twice.
Well, the 51st state wouldn't be Puerto Rico. But it might actually speak the same language.
Eastern Washington?
No.
Oh, man, that'd be the capital city of Yakima.
But you're close. It is a story of secession. Is that how you call it? Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Two counties in California, rural, agrarian, politically conservative, feeling ignored by the state capital, want to form their own state. That's been discussed here. Did they ever talk about making it our own state, or did they talk about taking Eastern Oregon and creating their own giant
That was Joe's idea.
Red state.
To flip the states and have it be Western.
Split it down the Cascade Range. You have Western Washington and Oregon, Eastern Washington and Oregon.
That would be a closer proximity to what people representations would dictate.
Cascadia and Desertia.
Inland Empire.
This will never happen. This is just one of those stupid stories.
Well, several counties have already approved the measure, and this would add two more. Now, it's not going to happen.
Of course it's not going to happen.
For a few years.
It's unprecedented in the United States to be un-united.
Well, unless you count that 1861 fiasco, but that came together okay at the end.
That was a while ago.
That was a while back. They figured that out.
I mean, the Civil War.
Right, that's the one.
And these people that they want to form Jefferson would be the name of the state. They don't want to secede from the Union. They just want to secede
from California.
From California.
Yeah. Well, good luck.
They've got one representative for the whole Northern California, whereas they point out there are dozens of them for just L.A. and San Francisco.
Yeah, that's because that's where more people live.
Right, but
we don't count cows.
But you
sorry,
count, you count money, and these agricultural areas have a lot of.
You have my attention, Ed.
Yeah, a lot of land, and that's what they say. They say we should be getting a little more representation in Congress. After all, we're putting in a lot of money into the state coffers with all our, you know, our timber and our farming, not to mention our marijuana these days.
They're growing a lot of pot in California.
You bet, Northern California.
Let's say they were conservative.
Well, they don't care. They're about money.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, it's just never going to happen. I just don't see it happening in... Does anybody else think it could actually happen?
You know, every once in a while you get these people talking about secession. What was it? California? No, I'm sorry. Texas. That was talking about seceding from the Union. You know, that's not going to happen. Come on.
And they say it probably won't happen. If it did, it would take years, and don't waste your time. It's even the people that live there say it's kind of a waste of time. But there will be an election on Tuesday, and the local people can vote.
Yeah. Good luck to that. I have no sign of Puerto Rico becoming a state. I just wanted Puerto Rico to become a state, I have to confess, because I was there on vacation and the highways weren't that good.
Puerto Rico is great.
It's to the East Coast, sort of as far as vacation goes, what Hawaii is for us. A lot of people go down there, you get a break, and there's lots of luxurious resorts, and there's also a lot of super depressed areas, so I completely agree with you.
And don't they pay a bunch of, they pay taxes, right? Am I wrong on that? They pay taxes?
Of course they pay taxes. They
don't have
States.
Any representation, though.
Taxation without representation. Shh, don't tell them.
They're
that.
Like our girlfriend and not our wife.
I've got a buddy that lives there in Puerto Rico, and he's like Pedro. He puts on Facebook his backyard all the time. You know, like Pedro puts his pictures of his beautiful backyard. My friend Gene's backyard is palm trees and an ocean and a beach.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah, in Puerto Rico, you can live pretty good. Now, he runs Microsoft in Puerto Rico. He's one of their top guys down there. So
he's got a gig.
His may be a little nicer house than some.
Yeah. That's a good telecommute, though.
Yeah.
But I run a banana stand. This guy runs Microsoft. He's got a bigger yard than I do.
There's always money in the banana
stand. Makes me want to go visit down there, though.
Okay. Coming up, we have a guest in the studio, a SIFF movie called Red Knot, which sounds very interesting, that I'm curious about. It's a couple have a marital crisis while they're on a research vessel going to Antarctica. The first marital crisis I would have would be, who booked this cruise?
Worst cruise ever.
Well, it's like supposed to be a honeymoon for them, a second honeymoon or something. And
all right.
It looks amazing.
In addition, coming up today, look, we're going to talk about this, and Jody's got some audio as well. Steve Ballmer has now been said to offer $1.8 billion
with a B
for the Los Angeles Clippers. And that's because he was going to buy Beats Music the other day, I guess. I don't know
got
what happened.
Scooped on that. Yep.
That would be unprecedented. He's basically saying, look, how much is he worth? 20, 30 billion?
30-some, 34.
How old is he?
60-some.
He retired 4 months ago.
At this point, you got to spend some
million.
Of your money or leave it to your kids or charities,
you
right?
You were right. It was 20 billion, Jody's. Yeah.
It's confirmed. 20 billion?
20 billion.
Okay.
So 2 billion is like less than 10% of his net worth and still plenty left over for cool cruises to Antarctica.
Well, 2 billion's the bigger issue is 2 billion's twice the estimated value of this team. Twice.
Yeah.
And there's a reason, I think.
And by the way, this is the part of America I believe in. He earned it.
He did.
He should be able to buy the team.
Yes, but that's a great point. But he didn't earn it by being stupid. And here's what I'm thinking. We talked about this the other day. Should Steve Ballmer buy the Clippers? And what would that mean to Seattle and the basketball fans of Seattle?
Nothing.
It means a ton.
No, it means nothing.
It means a ton. I'll tell you why.
Mitch told me it means nothing.
Mitch is a good friend of Steve Ballmer who doesn't want to see him vilified. He got Mitch rides.
Mitch is the host of the biggest talk sports radio station show in Seattle. Mitch, who knows a lot more than you do.
He may, but Mitch also has a name, has a chair with his nameplate.
Do you know
on
why it.
It
means nothing?
I don't know why.
Because someone's going to buy the LA Clippers.
That's right. Someone is, absolutely.
It's not doesn't change our chances of getting a team. As you said, they're not going to move that team.
And let me tell you why Homer Levy next door, who's got his own personal chair on Steve Ballmer's plane, is going to say anything he can to make Steve Ballmer look good.
I have a chair right next to him on Steve Ballmer's plane.
You're a lucky son.
No, I don't. I've met Steve Ballmer once. But
when Mitch got to go to a major sporting event involving a Seattle
team. I don't think he's best friends
point.
With Steve Ballmer.
He's in his speed dial. He's in his cell phone. He's got Steve Ballmer's phone number in his cell phone. That means a lot. Anyway. Steve Ballmer was a key player in the Sonics coming back to Seattle, a team coming to Seattle. That would be the Sonics. He was a co-owner, potential owner with Chris Hansen. He was also the big dog in that buying group, and he's the guy the NBA wants in that buying group.
Right.
So when the idea floated that Steve Ballmer may be an interested party, a lead party in buying the Clippers, there was speculation that the NBA is not going to let that happen. Because they want Steve Ballmer as a potential buyer in Seattle. And the reason they want
that
to
happen.
Well,
maybe he's making this play to tell the NBA, I'm no longer with Seattle.
Which was my point about that hurting our chances of getting an NBA team.
Now, we got billionaires coming out the yin-yang.
Whatever.
We got lots of billionaires.
I can tell you why I think this, but
keep telling me. I'm waiting for you to get to it. You got to talk about back pockets and stuff.
Incidentally, in case people are confused about what we're talking about, because I believe it was just yesterday or the day before, actually it was on Tuesday, that Donald Sterling's lawyer sent a 32-page sue alert saying that it was illegal for them to make him sell the team. And
he's
never
not going to sell unless he has to.
Well, he reportedly consented to selling his interest in the Clippers last week. In a letter
reportedly.
To,
it's not the same as me actually doing it. Yeah.
In a letter to Commissioner Silver, Sterling bowed to the pressure to sell. However, that letter does run a total contrast to his formal lawyer's appeal to the league in which he slammed the efforts to terminate his ownership as illegal. So he's publicly
outcrying all this stuff, saying it's terrible and he's going to fight it. But in the back rooms, he's actually agreeing with everyone with his tail between his legs and doing
it's
what they want.
Very businesslike.
Yeah. Yeah, but let me tell you why Steve Ballmer is willing to pay twice what the team is worth.
Just tell me instead of saying, let me tell you.
Sure, because if Steve Ballmer tries to buy the Clippers, the NBA says, no, you won't be the buyer. We want you up in Seattle because we're going to use Seattle as a leverage tool against any team in the NBA that needs a new arena. If the city doesn't build you a new arena in Milwaukee or Charlotte or wherever, we'll move that team to Seattle. And with Steve Ballmer as a potential owner, that's a real realistic deal. So Steve Ballmer's going to buy the Clippers, and they're going to turn that down. But then he goes and offers twice what it's worth. There's no way they can turn that down.
Well, what if he buys
the Clippers?
So then
you agree with me he's going to buy the Clippers.
Yes, it is. And that's going to hurt Seattle's
chances.
How
did we disagree on anything?
That's going to hurt Seattle's chances.
Not a chance.
But we have other – we have Chris Hansen, the Hansen Group, waiting to – to secure whatever team would become available,
but
right?
But Ballmer was the big jewel.
You think Ballmer was our only hope, Obi-Wan Kenobi Ballmer?
Not at all, but he was our best right now chance, and this is going to delay it happening, I'm telling you.
Who's to say he's not running, you know, an undercover deal here? He's going to buy the Clippers, and then if they tank for a year, he's going to move them to Seattle. Clay Bennett said he was going to keep the team here, too, when he bought
and
it.
He
by
did.
The way, by buying the Clippers, there's another vote in the NBA owners friendly to Seattle.
Very
I think
true.
He knows exactly what he's doing, and I think Steve Ballmer loves the city that he lives in.
I agree.
Personally, I would go with him over your
analysis. But it doesn't make sense to me that I got to pay twice what it's worth, just come out of his pocket and offer it. Okay.
Look at you, who paid like thousands of dollars for an upgrade to a suite in Ireland just because you felt like it on St. Patrick's Day. People pay lots more than things are worth, and they have the dough.
Yes, but I'm an idiot, and Steve Ballmer's a good businessman.
Don't try to win me over with logic.
The Sterlings are reviewing all the bids this week for the team. They're hoping to have an announcement Monday because Tuesday is when the owners meet to try to take the team from
them. Right. I think the looking over process just ended with a $1.8
billion. If I'm
offer.
Sterling, I go, got my buyer right here.
Well, seriously. Yeah.
And if I'm Ballmer, I go, got one team, I can afford two teams.
Well, and I'll take a picture with Steve Ballmer, but no black people.
Yeah, Steve Ballmer, that's what he's got. None of the other groups.
Steve Ballmer should celebrate by
he's
taking a picture of himself with the whole team behind him.
Steve Ballmer's the whitest guy with the money.
Right.
Because it's all the other ownership groups are Oprah Winfrey,
Magic Johnson,
Grant Hill, Magic Johnson.
Yeah.
I don't know if the Sterlings get to choose, but they probably like
we'll go with the white guy.
A white billionaire. Why not?
Racism jokes are funny.
I'm not
Donald's like, I don't want to sell it to Oprah for anything.
Yeah, believe me.
I think it's all possible. Look, I don't know.
I don't either.
But I got to say that I as Spike even said, Ballmer's a smart businessman. I got to applaud what he's doing. And, you know, I mean, there are businessmen with billions of dollars who have no interest in professional sports.
You're right. Many of them.
Here in Seattle, we have Paul Allen and Steve Ballmer. And they're great for the community. They're great for the average work. And, you know, even if you maybe resent high paid players or highly paid CEOs or whatever, when they give back to the blue collar common working stiff by overpaying for something, you got to be grateful.
Well, hey, they're great, but who's great? Who flooded the streets and did absolutely no damage to their beautiful city and celebrated in the cold sunshine when the Super Bowl champs came home victorious?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you want to put a team here? Clearly, we are worthy fans.
Yes.
Right.
So,
Steve
very Ballard, nice.
The company coming to tell Joe.
Not them. Somebody else.
They should, they should trademark the sixth man. Is it already done?
Yeah, it's an award the NBA gives out to their best bench player of the year. It's a sixth man.
Well, but we'll have our fans be the sixth man.
But they
can't stop us from doing that.
They couldn't stop us from doing 12, and we have to pay A&M every year, but we did it.
It's 8:15.
The very thought of you.
The Seattle International Film Festival is going on now. It's one of the coolest cultural events in our city, and it's championed by film goers and film lovers and great supporters of the arts in our community. Every year we get to talk to interesting people, see some fantastic films, sometimes big stars who want to be in films that they just love the script to, oftentimes stories that aren't like Spider-Man 12, you know, new stories by great authors and produced by great people. Red Knot is Scott Cohen's first movie, but it's not something he shot on a soundstage or the streets of Brooklyn. Scott and his crew traveled all the way to Antarctica. So you know they weren't just looking for a nice warm vacation. They told the story of a couple who fall into a bit of a crisis. They're married. They decide they're going to research whales at the bottom of the world and head for Antarctica. Starring, I hope I get this right, Vincent Kartheiser and Olivia Thirlby. And it premieres at the SIFF Cinema Uptown Saturday at 6. Also playing there Sunday at 2:30. Scott Cohen, welcome to the Bob River Show. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you for having me here.
All right. So the first thing I thought of when I saw the premise of the movie is, well, if you want to have a marital crisis, don't book that cruise to Antarctica, right?
Perhaps not a great idea to, as a newly married couple, to get on a ship for a month and head out to sea.
Yeah, I mean, you got to work stuff out first. But this is about the whales, right?
Well, actually, it's a fictional story. It's a narrative feature film about a young couple who end up on a research vessel heading down to Antarctica, and the husband was invited to cover a story about the whale biologist Roger Payne, who is on the ship and plays himself. And Roger Payne was the person who first recorded and really documented the songs of whales. And so he features in the film quite a bit. But
so is there a soundtrack of the songs Whales that goes along with the film?
No, there's a beautiful soundtrack that by Garth Stevenson and some other songs by some original singer-songwriters and the Billie Holiday song we just heard.
The one, Very Thought of You, that's your favorite song personally, right?
Well, The Very Thought of You is a song that was made quite famous by Billie Holiday. Mm. It's performed by an extraordinary young woman in this film, and it's in the film. Yeah,
it's in the movie. That's cool. And so, all right, what do they fight about on the boat?
Well, this is a couple who is newly married, and they discover that they just don't know each other that well and how to communicate very well. So when they're on the ship at sea, there's a pretty significant misunderstanding that drives a wedge into their marriage and creates kind of a dynamic between them and the captain figures in pretty predominantly into the film as well.
The captain figures predominantly. I know we don't want to do any spoilers, but the captain figures predominantly. So now to shoot something like this, are you on a real, you don't really take off and head for Antarctica and shoot it on the open sea, or do you?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, as someone who's transitioning from the visual arts to making a narrative film, you have to kind of build a strategy for how you're going to make a kind of extraordinary first feature film. So my strategy was to find the most extraordinary, talented people I could find. Mm-hmm. And trap them on a boat at sea in the Southern Ocean.
So, in other words, so they would be method acting in a way, right? Yeah,
exactly. You don't want these, you know, Vincent Kartheiser, who stars in Mad Men, was on hiatus for that period of time. And Olivia Thirlby, who you guys probably know
from Juno and
Flight 93.
She's so funny.
So the idea was, they really loved the story and the idea of portraying this story on a ship at sea. And we're on a research vessel for nearly a month.
And was it the real whale research vessel that is part of the story?
So it was a very verite experience.
You didn't really go like to Antarctica from L.A. You started in Antarctica and you did a loop, right?
No, we did. We started at Southern Argentina.
Wow.
There were 17 of us, including the four actors and my crew. We boarded a ship and we went on the great adventure of a lifetime.
So you have to prepare for this not just as a movie, but as a real expedition, as a real adventure. Because the weather could start getting rough, not to be cliche. Mm-hmm. The tiny ship could be tossed. Uh-huh. I mean, you have to prepare for everything, right?
Yeah. We crossed the roughest sea.
And there's
in the
not
world.
The kind of catering that stars typically come
Seriously,
to expect.
What was food services
in this research vessel, right?
No, we all lived exactly the same experience. We were on the great journey together.
Tell me about a typical day on the boat.
Well, there was no typical day because every day changed. Mm-hmm. Every day you were on a different day of the journey. You're crossing you're leaving Southern Argentina, you're crossing the Southern Ocean, then you're hitting really the roughest 3 days of your life at sea.
And you had that for 3 days. Were you scared at all?
There wasn't time because we were actually making a film, so we actually had to work and document.
Right. We got to get this. Because these are your special effects.
These are your moments.
Yeah.
These are your moments. Wow. These are the big dollar
moments. How big
were
the waves?
They were big. The boat was just a little, you know, we were just getting.
You were bobbing. Was it like that movie? What was that movie?
Forrest Gump in a soundstage where they had a big fan. No. They rocked the boat back
no,
and forth.
No, the one with George.
Lieutenant Dan's legs came off in CGI. Come on.
No, the one with George Clooney, right. The Perfect Storm. Was it, because, you know, the boat, you see, you go up and you go down and you can't see and you go up. Was it that bad?
Come see the film.
That's nauseating. I don't like that.
Spoiler alert.
Well, you're trying to tell me that Vincent and Olivia didn't fly down to, and meet you in Antarctica. They actually were on the boat through all that?
No, they were, Vincent and Olivia and Billy Campbell, they were really all up for the adventure. And the amazing thing was we all were, you know, seeing the ice for the first time when you cross the Antarctic convergence after you've been through the rough seas. And you realize, wow, we're arriving in at the bottom of the planet. Yeah. And so we all were experiencing this as a team, but at the same time we were, you know, mapping a story and shooting a narrative.
When
feature.
You go down there to shoot something like that, you gotta take everything. I mean, you got a plan. Did you run out of anything? Did you go, oh man, we forgot the batteries or milk or anything that you really, really needed?
We shipped a container of equipment from New York, and actually because of the timing of how this project came about, we actually had to ship all the equipment before we had a cast. So we didn't even know if we had a film yet. But we shipped all the equipment to Southern Argentina. And then as we were in pre-production, Olivia Thirlby found out about the project. And she said, look, I've got to be part of this project. I want to tell this story. And so she jumped on board. Vincent Kartheiser, I got through a casting director. And he felt very strongly about the idea of
this. This is your first film. A lot of great films at the SIFF, and a lot of them are independent films, and people really had to work hard to finance these things. How do you do your first film in Antarctica? Are you rich?
No. I mean, I had the great fortune of a very dear friend had chartered this research vessel for some documentary work he wanted to do in Antarctica, and he needed the mobility of this ship. So he chartered the ship, but he didn't need the entire thing. So we were at dinner one night, and he said to me, he said, look, I want you to come along and do your work, which was photography at the time. And I said, you know, I've been thinking about a story, a narrative, and I think it would be amazing to set it on the ship. And he said, well, let's do it.
You saw a situation that you could take advantage of to make a film in a unique setting, under a unique set of circumstances, and you had a story that went with that. Did the story come afterwards, or did you already have the story?
So the story was in development. It was about a young marriage, and the idea of having a ship that could be both your set, your transportation, your lodging, it was everything.
It was actually efficient, wasn't it?
Quite efficient.
Made it on a small budget. Wow.
If you make a sequel, do you have to hurry because the ice cap's melting at an alarming rate? Have you already booked it?
I'm trying to think what should be the sequel. Should be about the middle, like a marriage 30 years later.
30 years later, this couple goes on the same cruise, and they go, why are we doing this again? Yes, by the way, Eric Corman is in the other room and has a question for you. Go ahead, Eric.
Greetings, Scott. I love to travel, and I've been to every continent except Antarctica. So as someone who has never been, what was the impression like for you seeing the ice for the first time?
It's the most otherworldly feeling I've ever had in my life, and I think all of us felt that way. You just there's no sense, there's no visual cues of humanity down there. There's nothing that feels like what we see every day.
No Starbucks?
No Starbucks, actually.
There's not a Starbucks in Antarctica.
No, I can't wrap my head around
it. It's really beautiful and extraordinary, and gives you a sense of the planet, actually. Yeah.
Go see it. Red Knot premieres at SIFF Saturday at 6 and also Sunday at 2:30 p.m. at SIFF Cinema Uptown. Nice to meet you, Scott.
Nice
all
to meet
the
you
best.
All. Thank you.
All right. sometimes when it's a blockbuster film, the second one's bigger than the first. Which sequel brought in 5 times the money as the first? Scott, you want to take a shot at that? See if you get that question? Which sequel brought in 5 times as much money as the first one?
Star Wars.
Is it Star Wars? The answer right after these.
This is the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
A mix of showers, sunbreaks, and even an isolated thunderstorm today with highs on the cool side of normal. Expect the low 60s. And looking ahead to the weekend, dry with temperatures in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Lisa Van Sice in the King 5 Weather Center.
The taste of summer is at Applebee's with the new zesty lemon shrimp scampi linguine, juicy grilled Vidalia onion sirloin, and refreshing strawberry and avocado salad. Three fresh reasons to see you tomorrow at Applebee's. The taste of summer is at Applebee's with the new zesty lemon shrimp scampi linguine, juicy grilled Vidalia onion sirloin, and refreshing strawberry and avocado salad. Three fresh reasons to see you tomorrow at Applebee's.
The clock's ticking on mattress price wars. Sleep Country USA has been putting mattress price wars on now for some time, but an end will come on Sunday. The last opportunity to take advantage of these prices will end when the Sleep Country USA locations close Sunday. So if you want to save $300 on a Tempur-Pedic mattress and take home two free Tempur-Pedic pillows with the purchase, now would be the time to do it. In fact, if you went into a Sleep Country USA today and said, I would like that deal on the Tempur-Pedic mattress, you could be sleeping on one tonight. If you go into a Sleep Country USA, make your deal before 2 p.m. They will bring you out that new bed, set it up, remove the old bed, and do that all as part of the deal. Sleep Country USA has locations all over the Puget Sound area. I shop at the Landing in Renton myself. I've bought two beds from there, and I love them both. And there's a Sleep Country near you. Call 1-888-88-SLEEP to find it. Guaranteed comfort, best selection, lowest price. Sleep Country USA. Why buy a mattress anywhere else?
There's a place where cool, clean water runs through 60,000 miles of forested streams, where fish and wildlife flourish in a healthy habitat, and where scientific forest practices produce the most responsible building material on Earth, climate-friendly Northwest wood. The place is Washington's Working Forests, where the green economy of the 21st century is growing strong. Working forests work for all of us. Learn more at workingforestsareworking.org.
Train Heating and Air Conditioning is proud to introduce the Train XB20i variable speed system that both heats and cools your home efficiently by running at the exact speed needed to keep your home comfortable. If you're tired of those high monthly utility bills, variable speed is the key. Train started it, then they perfected it. Tested for a long-lasting durability, you can be sure the Train XB20i variable speed system will hold up to anything without holding up your bank account. And right now, you can choose up to $1,150 trade-in allowance, or with approved credit, or 0% financing for 48 months when you purchase qualifying Train equipment. Hurry, this offer is for a limited time. For more information about this great offer and to find your nearest Train Zone comfort specialist, visit thetrainzone.com. That's thetrainzone.com. Remember, it's hard to stop a train. For newly opened accounts, the APR for purchase is 0%. This APR may vary. Call 1-877-620-8270 for details about credit cost and terms. See store for details.
Looking for fantastic fun? Then come to Muckleshoot Bingo. With three live sessions every day, there are plenty of chances for you to win. Muckleshoot Bingo has 400 Vegas-style gaming machines open 24/7. It's the best bingo experience around.
Saturday, June 7th, Muckleshoot Bingo will celebrate 29 years of Machingo fun. With over $50,000 in cash prizes, this is a can't-miss event. Pre-sale tickets are available now. Check out muckleshootbingo.com for all the details.
Driving in my car, beep, beep, obeying the law sure is neat. Hope no one wrecks into me. Oh, wait a minute, here comes a car. It's my lucky day. Plenty of time to get out of his way.
But in real life, it happens this fast.
Driving in my car, beep.
Don't let scratches and dents ruin the appearance or reduce the value of your vehicle. Choose the best in the business to get you back on the road fast. With 75 years of experience and a 97% customer satisfaction rating, it's easy to see why Gerber Collision and Glass is chosen by most major insurance carriers. All Gerber repairs are backed by a national lifetime repair warranty, and Gerber even offers interest-free financing options to help with insurance deductibles or repair costs. Now with 13 Washington locations to assist you, including Bellingham, Burlington, Everett, Kent, Seattle, and Marysville. Call 877-7-GERBER.
Gerber Collision and Glass.
Gerber Collision and Glass. We come highly wrecked, amended.
Of all the driving destinations you have planned this summer, make your first stop at Car Toys.
Get hot deals on the cool audio gear that lets you take the fun with you no matter where you're going during Car Toys Summer Bash. Get a Pioneer DVD with full iPod control, just $1.99. Save $50. Plus, we'll give you a free backup camera, a $60 value. Summer Bash also means Alpine speakers half price, just $39. And what goes better with summer than a new pair of headphones? We've got over 40 headphones to choose from with savings of up to 50%. Find Summer Bash prices on everything in the store. And at Car Toys, you'll always find more of everything. 70 CD receivers, 20 DVD navigation systems, 50 amps. Save on speakers from Sony, Pioneer, Alpine, Kenwood, JL Audio. Over 90 to choose from. Save on car alarms, subwoofers, even car detailing and marine audio. The point is, if you want to save big on sweetening your soundtrack this summer, don't miss Summer Bash. On now at Car Toys.
A better way to go.
Feeling lucky? Don't miss the Lucky Spring Classic Collector and Motorcycle Auction this Saturday and Sunday at Tacoma's LeMay Marymount Event Center. Expecting over 100 collector, vintage, and classic vehicles, as well as motorcycles, many going to the highest lucky bidder with absolutely no reserve whatsoever. Visit LuckyOldCar.com.
People say when you have your health, you have everything. Of course, they also say there's never enough time. So people around here appreciate Bartell's fast pharmacy service.
Well, they're always very quick, and you can call ahead and get your prescription filled and just come pick it up. Mm-hmm. They're just very friendly and very knowledgeable.
How many kids do you have?
We have two, a 2.5-year-old and a 6-month-old.
You use the pharmacy a lot?
All the time.
Tell me about the pharmacy here at Bartell's.
The pharmacy's great. Uh-huh. They, you know, seem to always be really friendly, and it's really quick.
Bartell's is great. They're always incredibly fast, sure, and supportive, and if you're in a hurry, they try really hard to get you in and out as fast as they can.
Of course, not every prescription can be done at rocket speed, but nobody works harder than Bartell's to get your prescription out fast so you can feel better sooner.
Yeah, that's why I shop at Bartell's, because it's quick, easy, and convenient.
And you like getting out quick and
easy,
don't you? I
do, that's right.
Now through May 31st, come into your local Bartell Drugs and give to the Bartell's Community Food Drive, benefiting Food Lifeline. Help to stop hunger and feed families in your neighborhood. Donate now, and together we can solve hunger.
Get ready for a night of solid gold with the Temptations.
Please don't leave me, girl.
And also starring the Four Tops. Same night, same stage. With special guest Barry Wilson of the Supremes, July 10th at Tulalip Resort Casino Amphitheater. The Temptations and the Four Tops together live. Reserve seats on sale now. Available at the casino box office and Ticketmaster.com.
Just in time for summer, the Home Depot has the exclusive easy-to-install Hampton Bay 52-inch Flow ceiling fan. Just $99.97 with free remote and light bulbs. You save over $19. So let's upgrade, cool down, and save energy for years to come. Let's do this. The Hampton Bay 52-inch Flow ceiling fan, just $99.97. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through June 1st, U.S. only. See store for details.
This report is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, I'm Ashley Ryan. Three left lanes still blocked. Southbound 5, south of I-90. Backup solid before Northgate. So a miserable drive on the main line and the express lanes. Alternate routes highly suggested at this point. 99 is going to be a tough drive as well. It looks like southbound 405 backs up from I-5 out of Kirkland. Northbound jammed up through the S-curves.
Just minutes from Seattle is a place that will surprise and captivate you, where the air seems to change, and with it, so do the possibilities. Snoqualmie Casino is Seattle's closest casino, just off I-90 at exit 27. See Michael Bolton Sunday, June 15th. For tickets, go to snowcasino.com.
This is the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
A sequel that was five times as successful as the original. Terminator. Terminator 2. That must be Terminator 2 music, right?
Yeah.
8:34, 26 before 9. Hey, everybody, Thursday. And the weather's supposed to be improving. I'm waiting. It's supposed to get sunnier and be in the 70s, upper 70s. And it looks like a whole week of good weather. After getting dumped on a little bit, it's going to be great.
That's a marine layer out there right now that we're sitting under.
That is?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're so close to Elliott Bay. That's a marine layer that's going to burn. I bet people are right now in the sunshine around here.
Who's in the sunshine? Text us at 52309. We can wish we were in your community. Okay, a couple of things. Pedro has some great audio I don't have the cue sheet, Pedro, so I have to guess what it is.
I have the great audio.
Right.
You want to know about the all-star tribute to Don Rickles that took place last night on Spike TV?
Where did that happen?
Spike TV.
Okay.
They hosted it. Don Rickles obviously is deserving of a tribute, been around a long time. Robert De Niro, Jerry Seinfeld, David Letterman, Johnny Depp. He was doing the roasting, which was nice. But first, let's do Don doing what Don does best. A racist joke while thanking everyone at the very end of the night. This was at the Apollo Theater in Harlem.
I look around this room and this is the home of the blacks. And I say three. And I, God bless you black people. I love you. I really do. As you're laughing here, I'm sure one of you guys is up in my hotel room robbing me.
We have to apologize. We thought that was Don Rickles, but that was Don Sterling.
Right.
We have the Don Rickles audio somewhere else, right?
Don Rickles. Don Rickles roasting some of his friends after they all took their best shots at him. And, of course, all the shots go right off of his chest. He does not care because this is what he does for a living, roasting Robert De Niro, Jerry Seinfeld, David Letterman, and Johnny Depp.
Now, I'll be very honest with you, all the performers, you were all marvelous. Really, you were. And I will be all night saying how great you were, except that De Niro was weak. But, no, Bob was a great friend. When I did Casino, he kept saying to me, but I say from my heart to every performer that came here, as my good friend Bob sits here, and Jerry, who is, hey, but, and David Letterman, one of the great guys, I really mean it. Dave, we went to dinner. Every time I'm on the show, we go to dinner. Dave, and he's a hermit. He doesn't bother with too many people. He goes with his wife out in the Midwest and just lays in the grass going, Anyway, I swear to God, I love you. You break everybody up. You're such a son of a bitch. You're great. And Johnny Depp. For Johnny Depp to come here tonight without his cowboy boots, a funny hat, and laundry clothes, I can't believe that. I can't believe it.
Ah, yes. Great guy. Don Rickles.
Yes, and one more before we go off the subject. Tina Fey and Amy Poehler were there. This is them taking some shots at Don Rickles.
You know, I remember watching Don as a little kid in the 70s and thinking, wow, that guy is old. And after seeing Don Rickles perform when I was little, I knew what I wanted to be. A short,
a
comedian.
Bald Jewish man.
What you said, your thing. You know, when the producers of this event first called us last night, I said, it's 3 a.m, who died? And they explained that everything was fine. It's just that they were planning a comedy event and no women had agreed to show up. So I said, what award is Jerry Lewis getting? And they said, no, it's not Jerry Lewis. It's Don Rickles. So I said, oh, Don Rickles is the best. Amy and I would love to come to your event. And they said, wait, how are we calling you and Amy in the same bed? And I said, don't worry about it. It doesn't concern you. So here we are, because they thought it was important for Don to be honored by at least one woman, which apparently is what we count as. Yep.
Don't worry about it. It doesn't concern
you. Yeah, thanks for sending one car for the both of us. Did you send Seinfeld a half a car?
Don't worry
yeah.
about it.
Yeah.
It doesn't concern you.
Isn't that one of your phrases? Use that, too.
Yes, it yeah.
does.
Yes,
it's not for you.
We all do it. Now, something a little more serious happened on the news last night. Edward Snowden. Intriguing interview with Brian Williams.
Is this a shocker? Because this is him admitting he's a spy, right?
Yeah, well, apparently he didn't like people thinking that he was just some underling computer programmer who happened upon some information and then decided to whistleblow out. He wanted everyone to know that, yeah, he was like a spy like in the movies. Edward Snowden, let's start at the start.
By the way, before you start...
Yeah.
Does he or does he not bear an uncanny resemblance to the double agent husband in Blacklist?
He wishes.
You, oh, okay, he's not good looking enough.
Are you joking?
But you know what I mean? I'm looking at this picture of him with the glasses, and it's sort of the same look.
Yeah, he's a little creepier than that guy.
All right. Oh, you like the Blacklist guy.
He's hot.
Yeah,
he is.
Lisa likes him, too.
Yeah, he's sexy. Edward Snowden's interview with Brian Williams aired last night. Here he is talking about why he decided to leak those darn documents in the first place.
The reality is the situation determined that this needed to be told to the public. You know, the Constitution of the United States has been violated on a massive scale. Now, had that not happened, had the government not gone too far and overreached, we wouldn't be in a situation where whistleblowers were necessary.
Mm. Okay.
And by the way, he made certain to tell you he was not a spy for the Kremlin. He's our spy.
You're right. Yeah.
But if you are our spy, isn't rule one that you never admit you're a spy?
Well, when you're being called a traitor and have to live in exile and are vilified, you do what you got to do.
You're
right?
Thinking of being a mystery shopper.
Yeah.
That's what you never reveal. Pedro, I'm going to go straight to number 11, please. Edward Snowden's interview with Brian Williams. Snowden on whether he believes he is a patriot. Number 11, please.
I do. You know, I think patriot is a word that's thrown around so much that it can be devalued nowadays. But being a patriot doesn't mean prioritizing service to government above all else. Being a patriot means knowing when to protect your country, knowing when to protect your constitution, knowing when to protect your countrymen from the violations of and encroachments of adversaries. And those adversaries don't have to be foreign countries.
Oh, I see what he's doing now. He is the great American. He is an American hero. That's what he wants you to think.
That's kind of always been his story, though, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. And it's been a story long in America's history. Patrick Henry said, give me liberty or give me a one-way ticket to Moscow.
Yeah, I mean, that's what he said.
That's on license plates in back east, right?
But, but are you sure that Snowden doesn't have a point? I don't know. I don't know enough about all these secrets to know. I mean, if someone feels like they have to whistleblow and it's on our government, does that automatically make them bad?
No, he does have a point. But to what end? The big question was, do you think that you have used this NSA thing and put the U.S. in danger? He has not seen any evidence as so. Number 8, please, Pedro.
Can you show that? Is there any demonstration? Because I've been asking the United States, the press has been asking the United States government for a year now. If after a year, they can't show a single individual who's been harmed in any way by this reporting. Is it really so grave? Is it really so serious? And can we really trust those claims without scrutinizing them? I'd argue that we can't, but we should be open to it. It's fair. The possibility exists. And if this has caused some serious harm, I personally would like to know about it.
He's reasonably well-spoken. I think he should buy the L.A. Clippers.
Yeah.
Move him to Moscow.
Well, he doesn't want to stay in Moscow. He told Brian Williams that the reason he didn't come home is because we revoked his passport. Yeah. Oh, well, what a surprise. Yeah. The question on whether he would come back to America will be our last clip from this interview. Number 7, please.
People don't set their lives on fire. They don't say goodbye to their families, actually pack up without saying goodbye to their families. They don't walk away from their extraordinarily comfortable lives. I mean, I made a lot of money for a guy with no high school diploma, and burn down everything they love for no reason.
Are you looking for clemency or amnesty? Would you like to go home?
I don't think there's ever been any question that I'd like to go home. I mean, I've from day one said that I'm doing this to serve my country. Now, whether amnesty or clemency ever becomes a possibility is not for me to say. That's a debate for the public and the government to decide. But if I could go anywhere in the world, that place would be home.
It sounds reasonable to me, but I don't know. What do you think, Joe?
Well, one thing I do know is you mentioned that he never wanted to be in Moscow. He was looking for a warmer place to be stuck.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you run to Russia and you say, or when you go to Soviet, whatever you call it now, and you say, I need your help. You don't get to go. Can I see the brochure?
Well, he was hoping for Cuba or somewhere in Latin America, right. And he wound up not.
They didn't want him.
He wound up not being able to travel because he didn't have a passport. He got stuck in Russia,
right?
And he also made it clear that him and Vladimir Putin have nothing to do with each other because the issue is, are you a spy for the other guys? And he wanted to clear up the...
I'm a spy for you.
Yeah, yeah. He says, well,
U.S. of A.
I'm an American spy. I have not provided anything to the Russians. I couldn't provide them anything if I wanted to because I don't have anything.
Texter says he's a hero for exposing the program. The program as it stands is wrong and should be changed. Somebody else says, Snowden doesn't get to make the decision to share our national secrets. If he does, he needs to accept the consequences. And somebody else says, there are actually three rules of being a spy. Don't feed them after midnight, don't get them wet, and don't expose them to direct sunlight.
I see. To the second texter, so you think that even if your government was doing something terribly wrong, that you're supposed to keep it a secret?
No, but, well, no, I don't, if I may. If you want to do that, fine. You stay home and you suffer the consequence. If it's important enough to you to be a patriot...
Give up your life for
it. Right, go to jail,
If it's important enough to you to be a patriot,
Such
then
a
stand
man.
Up and
I'm
be a
sorry.
Patriot.
Stand
don't
up. Wave the flag, expose it, and then run and hide. That's what I would do.
Run away!
Run away!
Run away!
Come, Patsy!
Okay.
Here, you want something that's a little closer to home and a total 180 from what we're talking about right now. This is interesting for people who have dreamed of owning their own business. Tacoma, Washington might be the place for you. For $1, King 5 does the reporting for us.
In just over 2 weeks, Do the Extraordinary will be open for business.
All of our clothes, all of our jewelry, all of our accessories, handmade right here.
Owner Justin Kircher always envisioned having his own space. The program Spaceworks Tacoma made it a reality.
I think a lot of small businesses kind of run into that wall where they say, we're growing, but we can't afford to go get our own space and hire employees.
The program works with property owners to offer rent at $1 for 6 months.
What we can provide is that support for these businesses where they can test it out for 6 months, they can prove themselves and prove themselves to the property owner who might have been skeptical.
If you're one of the successful ones, like Tinkertopia on Tacoma's busy Pacific Ave.
I think we're that kooky, funny little spot.
You get to pay rent.
It's like you're growing up. Huh? You're signing the papers, you're making it official. For us, it really felt like we made it.
80% of Spacework businesses have transitioned to rent-paying tenants, helping fill empty spaces, one storefront at a time.
We're preserving the history, and we're also transforming it for the future.
I'm confused by this.
What are your questions?
So are they taking stuff they can't rent and just letting people try it out for a dollar, and then if they are successful, then they get tenants? Is that it?
I think yes. You do understand.
Okay.
It.
You got it.
Because I wouldn't give anybody anything unless I couldn't sell it to anybody else.
Well, Spaceworks knows that vacant, empty stores are worse than having somebody in there doing some business, right, making it worthwhile, filling up the space. And then let's say it does work out.
There are some pretty empty parts of Tacoma. If you've been to the Tacoma Comedy Club, there's a great example of a business that put itself in a place where there was really nothing and now is a great business, and things are filling in around it because of that. And these guys are saying, for a buck, you can give it a try. If you really think the Scotch tape store is going to work, well, you can try.
What goes in around a comedy club? Do they have like a wax lips store next door? What does it attract?
You know, silly string.
We need a wax lips store because the last time I had to get any, I mail ordered on Amazon.
There you go. Sucker.
Why would you have to get some? Not.
Oh, well, that's nice. That's a nice thing.
They've done this in Seattle. Then the International District. There's a pinball museum. And I was talking, we were in there, Melissa told me that for my birthday a couple of years ago, and Melissa told me, or the owner of the place told me, there's a storefront program in Seattle in the depressed parts of the city where businesses sit empty and they detract from property values and they deter retail customers, that they'll let you, like, for a dollar, move in for free for 6 months, and if your business thrives, then they'll arrange and
then
negotiate
they jack
a lease.
The rent up to $3? What did they do?
No, regular rents, but... Yeah. You want to take a guess at what percentage of these trial store owners
have
transitioned?
Well, the story I think said 80% do. So
that's a good guess.
So it's a good investment.
Yes.
Yes. I didn't guess, actually. I heard it. All right. Fascinating stuff. What else?
Well, we mentioned this briefly, but we do have the news now that Apple announced yesterday that they were purchasing Beats Electronics. Done deal. $3.6 billion. That's $2.6 billion in cash and $400 million in stock, in case you were wondering how that panned out.
It's twice as much as Ballmer's willing to pay for the Clippers. That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
And, and some of that money is going to a Clippers bid, because the founder of Beats, not Dre, but the other guy, has put in
Jimmy
a bid.
Jimmy Iovine.
Yeah, he's put in a bid as one of the ownership groups for the
too?
Clippers.
Yeah, yeah, he wants to be a big shot. Here's the deal on that. Apple, as I said this like a year ago, they're in big trouble. I don't know if anybody heard, but Steve Jobs died.
Come on.
And when that happened, what have they done since?
They found another skinny bald guy. They're fine, right?
They got a skinny bald guy. They missed the turtleneck. No, seriously, what have they put out that has made people go, wow, this is brand new, I gotta have it?
The smaller iPad came out.
Ta-da!
They're coming with the bigger phone.
Bigger phone, smaller pad.
We've discovered how to make things smaller and bigger.
Yeah.
That's not going to do it.
He's right.
No, they have had no major innovation. Yes.
There's a lot of speculation that the reason why Apple bought Beats was really to get Jimmy Iovine.
Yeah, that's right. That's absolutely right. And Dr. Dre. They need some stars. Companies have stars now. The rock stars of the world are Jeff Bezos. I read maybe you read the same thing I did yesterday. If the Winklevosses still held on to Facebook, would you want to be on it? Not me.
Nope.
And so Apple has no character at this point. They're just basically doing incremental updates to their operating system. So this Beats Music thing, I mean, they could have invented their own music streaming service. And the Beats headphones, from everything I read, are terrible. They're disgustingly awful. Their people buy them because of the coolness of it.
Fashion statement.
Yeah. So what is Beats? A jukebox?
Are you literally asking?
A Spotify or anything like that, I believe.
Which is just a computer that makes a mixtape for you. I mean, how complex is that?
It's a brand. You bought a brand.
You bought
an image.
All the people that had subscribed to it.
You bought a star.
You bought two cool stars.
Yes. Apple CEO Tim Cook said of Dr. Dre and Jimmy, "These guys are really unique. It's like finding the precise grain of sand on the beach. They're rare and very hard to find."
The only other option was to dig up Steve Jobs and try and reanimate him.
They've already tried that.
So we'll see if these guys could take over Apple and become the CEO. You never know.
They bought people is what they did, which was previously illegal.
They're people.
Yeah.
8:52. When we come back, someone tried to hide heroin in candy. The only reason I'm telling you this is because it didn't work. Foster Farms chicken. If you want to enter the illness lottery, try some Foster Farms chicken. Salmonella is what's out there, and we'll tell you about that. Now, are they recalling everything?
No, they're not recalling
anything.
That's
good to know. You can still get some.
Yeah,
so if you're about to eat raw chicken or a candy bar, hold on. We'll tell you right after these. Right. Slap your kid's hand.
Who spends more time on the toilet per week, men or women? Take a guess.
Women.
Men.
We'll have the answer, whether you want it or not.
The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
This report is brought to you by Applebee's.
Good morning from the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center. I'm Ashley Ryan. Well, I have bad news for you. DOT saying it could be another hour on the repairs southbound 5 south of I-90. The backup is already solid, coming from Shoreline. Just a parking lot right now, trying to get either on the main line or the express lanes. 405 southbound struggles I-5 out of Kirkland, northbound jammed up through the S-curves.
The taste of summer is at Applebee's with the new zesty lemon shrimp scampi linguine, juicy grilled Vidalia onion sirloin, and refreshing strawberry and avocado salad. Three fresh reasons to see you tomorrow at Applebee's.
At Toyota of Puyallup, you just get more. More choices. More than 500 new and pre-owned Toyotas to choose from. More knowledge, more savings, and even Toyota Care. And you get to meet and work with people who've been there for an incredibly long time. The salesperson I work with has been there for more than two decades, taking care of me and Lisa. Check out their entire inventory online at toyotaofpuyallup.com. You can shop there. You can actually log on and speak with someone live if you need to. You can even apply for credit, take advantage of a free trade appraisal and more just by logging into their website, toyotaofpuyallup.com. And it's like visiting because the entire 8-acre lot, 500-plus new and pre-owned vehicles are right there for you to search. More savings. Right now, no payments for 90 days plus super low lease payments on their most popular models. Toyota of Puyallup.
Universal Refrigeration, Heating, and Air Conditioning are your cool-down experts. Go to northwestcool.com today.
A mix of showers, sunbreaks, and even an isolated thunderstorm today with highs on the cool side of normal. Expect the low 60s. And looking ahead to the weekend, dry with temperatures in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Lisa Van Sice in the King 5 Weather Center.
This report is brought to you by Delta Dental of Washington. Have a toothache in Tacoma? Need a filling in Fremont? Costs for dental procedures can vary depending on which dentist you see. To compare dental costs in your area, visit DeltaDentalWA.com. Delta Dental of Washington, offering the most choice to find your favorite dentist. Get in with Delta Dental.
I'm Jeffrey Hattori with Nikkei Concerns. Families trust us to provide skilled nursing care and other services to their loved ones. And we know that taking care of our employees helps them be at their best for our residents. Working with Regions helps us provide high-quality health benefits to our team at a cost that lets us do other things to accomplish our mission. You can't ask for a better business partner than that.
Regions, your health connected. Regions Blue Shield serves select counties in the state of Washington and is an independent licensee of the BCBSA.
When we're alone in our cars, we take on many different personalities. Sometimes we're a passing lane exaggerator.
And we've got Jim in the number two subcompact trailing the silver minivan. They head into the final turn, and Jim makes his move. He drops the hammer to 35 miles per hour, and Jim takes the soccer mom on the outside lane like she was standing still.
Whoever you are in your car, you'll feel safer this summer after a trip into Les Schwab. From free pre-trip safety checks to free flat repairs, the best tire value promise has you covered. Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952.
Not many foods are fun to watch cook. Well, then again, not many foods are lean beef. Every smoke and pop is a feast for the eyes. And every sizzle? Well, it takes your taste buds for a little bit of a ride. That's why we gather around the grill. That's why our appetites awaken at the first sight of grill marks. It's a celebration of the oldest recipe there is. Beef, fire, and a little bit of sunshine. So grab summer by the grill and look forward to your next great barbecue. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
It's grilling season, and Washington's family farmers and ranchers invite you to try boneless beef tri-tip steak at your local Fred Meyer. Beef tri-tip is lean, protein-packed, and great on the grill. For great grill recipes, visit wabeef.org. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
All across America, business owners like Dan and Allison Gemelli of Mediumation, Inc. are discovering the power of Chase Platinum Business and Merchant Services.
We're an entertainment technology company. Our main business is 4D motion simulator seats for theme parks and in the cinema market for movie theaters.
When it came time to look for a better business bank, it was a natural thing for us to go check out Chase Bank.
We just have a lot more flexibility with our Chase Platinum business account, and we just feel like that marriage between Mediumation and Chase is very important.
With Chase Platinum Business and Merchant Services, you get personalized service, no-fee electronic deposits, and next-day funding on credit card payments, so you can take your business further. Watch Dan and Allison's story and find out how to get your business moving at chase.com/platinumbusiness. Chase, so you can.
Chase Platinum Business is designed for businesses with combined business deposit balances of $100,000 or more. Other fees may apply. Availability of merchant services is contingent upon credit approval. Talk to a banker for details. Testimonial expressed reflects the views of the specific customer. JP Morgan Chase Bank, N.A., member FDIC. Yeah,
yeah. Hello, ladies. It's time to jazz it on up while we work it on out. Let's start with a nice deep breath and a stretch. That's good. Now feel the beat and swing your arm from side to side. Love it, own it, move it, groove it. Now move those hips. Deep squat. Take it down and lower and squeeze and squeeze.
Physical therapy, sports medicine, urinary incontinence. At Group Health Cooperative, we're enthusiastic supporters of women's health at every stage of the game. From prenatal testing through postmenopausal treatments, our world-class team of doctors, nurses, and specialists has what it takes to help shape you into the healthiest person you can be. And our plans provide the coverage you need to protect you along the way. Find out for yourself at ghc.org/onegoal. One goal, group health.
Your world deserves more color. Your home deserves Benjamin Moore. And now it's easier than ever to make the project you've been dreaming about a reality. Get $50 off every $250 purchase of Benjamin Moore premium paint. Because you deserve more. Visit your local Benjamin Moore dealer today and bring more color home. Benjamin Moore, for everything that matters. Offer good on a suggested retail purchase of premium paint from May 23rd to June 1st. Cannot be combined with other offers. See participating local dealer for details.
One of the hottest summer tours of 2014. Lionel Richie with very special guest, CeeLo Green. All the hits, all night long tour. Key Arena, Friday, May 30th. Tickets on sale now. Buy tickets at LiveNation.com, all Ticketmaster outlets, or by phone. Lionel Richie, performing all the hits you know and love. There's more at LionelRichie.com.
Driving in my car, beep, beep, obeying the law, sure is neat. Hope no one wrecks into me. Oh, wait a minute, here comes a car. It's my lucky day. Plenty of time to get out of his way.
But in real life, it happens this fast.
Driving in my car, beep.
Accidents happen, but they shouldn't disrupt your life. Don't put off getting your car repaired. Stop by Gerber Collision and Glass today for fast, friendly service. Each Gerber location has achieved the iCar Gold Class designation, reflecting a commitment to keeping up to date on repair techniques. Only 11% of repairers nationwide have this designation. Gerber also offers interest-free financing to assist with insurance deductibles or repair costs. Now with 13 Washington locations to assist you, including Bellingham, Burlington, Everett, Kent, Seattle, and Marysville. Call 877-7-GERBER or visit GerberCollision.com.
Gerber Collision and Glass.
Gerber Collision and Glass. We come highly wrecked, amended.
Join the USO Northwest for the Red, White, and Blue Golf Classic on June 19th at the Golf Club at Newcastle. This annual event benefits the USO and our local military heroes and veterans. To register or to sponsor, visit usonw.org.
From Clear Channel Communities and 95.7 KJR. Get info at 95.7KJR.com.
This report is brought to you by Tulalip Resort Casino. From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, I'm Ashley Ryan. Three left lanes still blocked. Southbound 5 south of I-90 causing massive delays before Northgate. The drive on 99 now miserable trying to get into Seattle as well. 520 eastbound solid I-5 to the water. 405 southbound backs up through Bothell. Northbound through the S-curves. The Tulalip 2014 Summer Series has arrived, featuring an all-star lineup of your favorite artists. Tickets and packages are on sale now. Find all the details at TulalipCasino.com.
Bob Rivers in the mornings, the no-repeat workday, and Seattle's greatest hits. This is 95.7 KJR FM and HD1, Seattle, an iHeartRadio station. Get a mile high with Journey and the Steve Miller Band right now. Text this word for your chance at $1,000 and a trip for two to Denver to see Journey and the Steve Miller Band.
Oh, I like this word. The word is smile. Text the word SMILE to 45495 for your chance to win $1,000. Qualify for the Mile High with Journey and Steve Miller Band Grand Prize. 45495. You got 15 minutes. Win $1,000. Hey, this is brought to you by your Western Washington Honda dealers. And we're back. Heroin and Candy.
Yeah, come on.
No, it wasn't the sugar-free lifesavers. Thank you for suggesting that.
Wintergreen and China White. What flavor did you get?
By the way, I think I brought some of those to show you. Did I bring them in?
Oh, my God. That's
I didn't
brutal.
Bring them in. I only have my actual legal food. But those, I guess a lot of people were impressed that Amazon would bring lifesavers to your house for no charge.
Did you have to buy a pallet of them? Or
no. Uh-uh. I mean, it was a dozen packages for $20.
That'll
it was
do.
A great deal.
Yeah,
sure, it's a good deal.
You think Prime. I was joking about the wax lips? I wasn't. The Amazon will bring you those.
They'll
too.
Bring you wax lips
you
for free.
Bet.
I want to find the smallest thing that they will drive a truck to your house for.
That's an awesome idea.
The smallest thing with free shipping. See, hey, it was a prize to the person who comes up with it.
I told you I got a buddy who works at Amazon, and he just moved here to work for them from Minnesota. He
sure.
was poached, but he was listening to the show yesterday talking about, first off, that my daughter gets toilet paper
from Amazon.
Because it's cheaper to me to, and I'll let her
You don't have to go back
whatever.
For it, yeah. Go ahead.
Anyway. But he wasn't surprised that you ordered just a pack of Lifesavers. And then he knew it wasn't a roll.
Yeah.
A pack of Lifesavers, because people do that all the time.
They do it, yeah.
He does all his grocery shopping on Amazon Fresh. All of it.
I know.
All of it.
They got trucks anyway.
Yep.
All over the world, like a spider network. So the more stuff on the trucks, the better.
Although he thought that the CEO we had on yesterday was a real butthead. He didn't realize that was you. When we were arguing yesterday about who works and who doesn't work and where jobs are and where people who don't have jobs are just lazy. And he said, that CEO you guys had on to discuss the fact that...
He thought I was being a CEO?
He thought you were a guest CEO.
Oh.
Classy and important.
No, yeah. It's just me being a butthead. All right.
That's what I told him.
A South King County man is facing federal prison time. Investigators say he painstakingly unwrapped the gold foil on Ferrero Rocher candies. Lisa loves these, by the way. These are the gold foil wrapped chocolates. They're basically like Rice Krispie treats, mm-hmm. but they charge a lot of money for them.
Hazelnuts in there.
And there's hazelnuts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Girl.
Anyway, this guy wrapped and replaced them with gold wrap globs of black tar heroin. Who would come up with this? Jesus Rodriguez Horta, 46 years old. Appeared in U.S. District Court. Magistrate Judge Brian Tushita denied his request for monitored release and ordered him detained on two counts of possession with intent to distribute cocaine, meth, and heroin. What happened is Horta tried to mail the drugs to Alaska. Was it dogs? How do you find... I mean...
It was narcs. He entrusted the wrong people.
No.
He got turned in by his buddies.
Because frankly, this sounds like I mean, I don't want to promote it, but it sounds like...
Pretty good way to go.
Who's going to painstakingly unwrap a Ferrero Rocher candy?
The postal inspector, but only after he's been tipped off.
Yeah.
There's a lot of heroin in there.
Because this would work otherwise.
It's pretty elaborate, yeah.
Assistant U.S. Attorney Stephen Masada said he has an extensive criminal history, he's confessed crack cocaine addict, and has absconded before, so... They rejected his promise. Absconding is like running, right?
Yes, it is.
He's posted bail and not shown before.
I love that word.
Abscond.
Yeah, I need to say that more.
Yeah. If my wife has some of those candies, she wouldn't want me to abscond with them.
She would not.
Use it in a sentence. The investigation involved the post office, detectives, and a trio of confidential informants.
Also known as the three blind rats.
Federal complaint, blah, blah, blah. New style. Something the detectives have not seen before. Bad guys are always trying to come up with ways to hide what they are doing.
Although when I did a Google search on this story, I came up with a story in New York 2 years ago. These guys were smuggling cocaine inside Nestle's chocolate bar wrappers, and they were stuffing heroin into pastries. And that they were six guys in a New York smuggling ring from Ecuador to New York City.
Mm.
How are you going to do that to pastries?
Wow, Bavarian cream age.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man.
It's a great idea. I mean, I don't mean great.
No,
but, you know.
No, it's horrible.
Yeah.
It's a bad idea.
Foster Farms chicken has some salmonella on their face this morning. 574 people in 27 states, plus Puerto Rico, not a state, according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention.
Here's a big idea. Cook your chicken.
Yeah.
And now I'm done with my big idea.
Right. No one would ever get salmonella if they cooked their chicken.
Cook your chicken and clean your surfaces. You're so gross. And
yeah.
Now I'm done.
The outbreak includes 7 strains of salmonella Heidelberg, and there are 17 cases in Washington that we know of course. They've not initiated a recall. Instead, they called on Jody to once again say,
cook your chicken
cook
and
your
clean
chicken.
Your surfaces. Don't be nasty. Don't cook raw chicken and stick your fingers in your mouth and your eye. Why do we have to go over this all the time?
Well, because a lot of times I wouldn't remember. I'd chop up a bunch of chicken and I'd put it on the grill and cook it, and then I'd go chop up my cucumbers and my celery.
Same knife.
People use the same knife to chop up cooked cucumbers and celery.
Well, that's disgusting.
I know.
This guy's fine. He knows. Jody's right. He knows.
Right, buddy? We got a cute little backstage pass guest.
Hi, what's your name?
Brian.
That's cool.
Look at that cutie.
Hey, Brian, how much did you get from the Tooth Fairy recently? How much? Brian's got the two missing front teeth.
How much
for a tooth?
Two for each tooth.
Tooth Fairy. How much did the Tooth Fairy give you?
He got $4 total.
$4? Wow, I bet you're trying to take the rest of those teeth out.
Well, you know, it's good, those little chocolate round things.
Thank you for coming in.
He's 5 years old.
Oh, say hi to everybody, man. Brian. Hi. Say hi. All right.
Look at that cutie.
Cute kid. I love that he's for some people bring in parakeets, they don't know when not to talk.
My major demo is 5-year-old boys right now.
You're hot with them.
Of course. I'm hot with 5-year-old boys.
Kelly McDaniel and her son Brian are our backstage pass guests. And he likes our twisted tunes, including the 12th Man song. Thanks, guys. Okay, back to the chicken. So there's no recall. Cook your chicken. And as Jody's telling me, I don't think you should assume everybody knows this, but be really careful. Don't use the same things. I'm actually paranoid about this stuff. When I cook a steak, like, I'll go out with a fork or a spatula to put it on the grill, and then I'll throw that spatula in the sink, because when I go to get the cooked steak, what good does cooking it do if I have the raw meat spatula pick it up, right?
That's right.
That's exactly right. Chicken's even worse.
But I got to tell you, no one ever taught me that.
That was just your little OCD thing?
Yeah. I mean,
the knife thing is, the knife's the real thing. That's the one, man.
Y'all is nasty.
Cutting stuff with the same knife. And the rag that's in your kitchen usually is the biggest, nastiest culprit
in
your house.
Yeah, it does bug me, though, Jody.
What?
That you don't mind a little salmonella in your kitchen, because you know you're going to prevent it from getting to your teeth, but you know that it's probably there.
Texter says, don't eat at Bob's house.
Well, you're presuming anybody cooks.
You like that, Brian?
Yeah.
You're cute.
He does. Okay. Who spends more on the toilet per week, men or women? Jody guessed women, and I would have guessed women, too, because women primp themselves and spend time on personal things way more than men.
We have 5 to 7 more things to do than you do.
Yes, but we
This was more time on the toilet, not more time in the bathroom.
I apologize. I'll go with men, then.
It is men.
You lazy bums hiding in there.
They cherish... anytime someone's not bugging them.
I'm in here!
Yeah. Men spend an average.
That's our audience.
Yeah. They just became a great day.
You know what? This is bringing our median age down. It's good for the sales department.
What they wanted.
Men spend an average of 1 hour and 35 minutes on the toilet per week. 14 minutes a day. I don't believe that. Joe, you're bringing up my average. Women.
I'm pretty quick on there.
Are you pretty quick on
that? Yeah, usually.
Women spend 40 minutes less per week, about 55 minutes, according to this survey. Ah, one of the things bringing men's average up is they may be looking at a magazine and doing something else while they're on the toilet.
Yes, I might be.
Have you ever done that? I don't want to ask. Soldiers
of fortune. You bet I am.
I've never done that.
You're going to find a mercenary in the Western Washington area.
Get out of here. I know what you're going to say. Get out of here.
Is that what Pedro does?
No, I just want to tell Bob, you need to keep his microphone up. Way up. It's awesome hear him laugh in the background.
Oh, I didn't know that's
put the microphone next to Brian's face
for.
So we get his...
I thought you were coming in here to tell everyone about the time you saw me going to the ladies' room with my laptop.
Okay. I'm so glad, by the way. I'm so glad he doesn't know what we're talking about.
He knows what we're talking
potty.
About.
Potty.
Brian knows what the potty is.
I have to really change the way I'm saying this. Okay. So according to the story, men sometimes look at...
different pictures.
Pictures.
Periodicals.
On the toilet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you do that, Joe?
No.
I don't either. My wife has said, what are you doing in there? And I'm like,
nothing.
No, please. But
I'm grooming.
Have you done that? Do men do that? Pedro, do you do that?
You know, life.
Sure. But it has happened. Okay.
Come on.
Anyway, that's supposedly bringing our average up.
Woo!
top things women like to read are home and decorating magazines, if they do read. Mm-hmm. And I do read, but seriously, it's the New York Times.
Yeah.
Just really. And then I use a different spatula afterwards.
Good job.
Attaboy.
Don't be nasty.
Thank you. All right, here's another story. This is about Google. Google may come under fire for this. It turns out Google has something in common with Don Sterling.
Google's lost their mind and just says random stupid stuff?
No. But they are very white and very male.
Google? The company or the users?
The company. Apparently, they have 50,000 employees and only 2% are black, 3% Hispanic. Only 30%, less than a third, are women. In other words, they do not in any way mirror society in their hiring.
Wow.
But do they mirror people who are really super uber interested in computer technology?
Maybe, and that would be what I would say. But they actually said something I think better than that. After this disclosure, they said, this is an important step towards change. They acknowledge that the technology area is a largely white male tech sector. And they said, Google is not where we want to be when it comes to diversity.
We're going
to
be bringing in Indians like crazy, yeah. Just like Microsoft.
You want to see colors? We're going to show you some colors.
The rainbow.
Yeah. Right, Brian?
Right.
You want to see some insourcing? We're going to show you some Indian insourcing.
It's you.
Did you ever see?
He likes your voice.
Yeah. I'm hot with toddlers.
Did you ever see the movie The Internship?
No, that was a bad movie.
That wasn't a bad movie. It was, it was a bad movie.
Yeah.
It was Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson, and it's about two guys who lose their gig in sales in their late 40s, early 50s, and they have to take a summer internship at Google.
Wow.
And I mean, it was a cute little movie, but the reason I bring it up, the movie was like set on the Google campus. The movie was all about the Google process of internships.
Are you going to suggest they knew they were very white back then?
I'm going to suggest that Google probably had a hand in how their company was portrayed in this movie about an internship that takes place at Google. I mean, the whole thing is all Google. It's shot at Google.
Uh-huh.
The cast of this movie, and I say that in the internships, all the 1,000 people applying for summer internships at Google were multicolored, were gender divided. I mean, it wasn't 80% white guys in these Google internship programs at the movies.
Oh, the movie was different.
The movie was extremely diverse.
I think you should do some goofy voices because Brian hasn't laughed in it.
So, man, these guys at Google wear these funny hats with propellers on top. And they've got propeller hats at Google. And they've got a Googleness about them. See?
See.
Well, so
this is a great focus group.
Google knew they had this problem, was my point. This movie's probably made a couple years ago, right?
Maybe.
My barber's daughter was an intern at Google, and she's Chinese-American female, but she is now working there, and man, do they treat their people good.
They do.
At Google.
Oh, they feed them.
Oh, they feed them. They do your laundry. I mean, they will come by and pick up your laundry. They don't want you to have to worry about anything except Googling.
So if you make a duty in your pants, Google will fix it?
I imagine they would. Now, that was funny, huh, Brian?
That's a good one, Grandpa. Grandpa's getting all ready. Grandpa's funny.
You have a duty in your pants right now?
No, I do not. And I don't like what you're insinuating.
The question was for Jody. Okay.
Okay, I do.
Oh, my God.
Not.
Sorry.
So, coming up, Brad Pitt attacked. In other good news,
this is lame.
A movie premiere, right?
Yeah.
For the Maleficent.
Do Kim Kardashian and Kanye West go on their honeymoon? And Flight 370. What's the latest? There is actually a tiny piece of news today.
You're listening to the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
A mix of showers, sunbreaks, and even an isolated thunderstorm today with highs on the cool side of normal. Expect a low 60s and looking ahead to the weekend, dry with temperatures in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Lisa Van Sice in the King 5 Weather Center.
This report is brought to you by Yellow Coinstar Exchange Kiosk, located in your local Safeway. Ever gotten a gift card you just know you won't use? Well, you're not alone. Happens all the time. But did you know that now you can instantly exchange unused gift cards for cash at any bright yellow Coinstar Exchange kiosk? Available at select Safeway stores. Coinstar Exchange. Now the thought really counts.
If you want to bring your TV and your internet together, like you've never been able to do it before, at a price you've been waiting for, this could be your time. More entertainment, more savings, a special offer. It's the Xfinity X1 triple play. Did the X1 people come to your house, Joe?
Did they ever?
Do you like the X1 operating system?
I love it so far.
It's fantastic, isn't it?
One day in, but it is way cool.
Super easy to find anything.
Very intuitive, because I'm not a guy who does this stuff easily.
No.
I'm just finding my way around it, no problem.
No. And right now, for just $84.99 a month, the triple play is at an unprecedented price. The X1 triple play, $84.99 a month for 12 months. Plus, you can add the X1 DVR service for just $10 more a month for 12 months. Free installation. Never been an easier time to switch. Get the X1 triple play, $84.99 a month for 12 months. Call right now, 1-800-XFINITY.
We talk to people all the time to find out what it is they like most about Bartels. For many, it's Bartels' long history of supporting local neighborhoods.
We've always shopped at Bartels forever, and they've always been behind Northwest products.
You know, Bartels has been a family business around here for 3 generations. Is that important to you?
Very important. My husband and I believe in shopping local, and we're Seattleites.
Yep.
And Bartels has what we need.
Shopping in a well-stocked, well-organized store with truly helpful people is what local folks appreciate.
People who live in Seattle, we're busy. We get caught in traffic.
No kidding.
We're busy with our jobs. We need to have people acknowledge that our time is valuable.
Yep.
The difference of Bartels is that it's a family-owned company, and it's friendly, and it's always clean, and they really go out of their way to help you.
Now through June 14th, come into your neighborhood Bartel Drugs. Purchase a product with the PAM green tag and help support Seattle Children's through the Purchase a Miracle program. Help ensure all children in the region get the help they need, regardless of their family's ability to pay.
When you want to discover more, just take a look around and you'll find what you're looking for.
The Northwest is one of the greatest growing regions in the world, producing flavorful wines, crisp, fresh produce, and everything else that gives the Northwest its flavor. And if you're looking for fresh and local, it's all right here at your neighborhood Fred Meyer. From fruits and vegetables to world-class seafood, if it's fresh and local, you'll find it at Fred Meyer.
Today, we'll take a special trip to Hope, Washington, where there's a powerful sense of determination in the air. And while no trail guidebook can take you here, if you're diagnosed with cancer, consider this your base camp. Because here, you'll find the people at MultiCare. We believe help is a journey we're all on together. That's why our regional cancer centers in Tacoma, Puyallup, Auburn, and Gig Harbor provide expertise and support so you never feel alone. Together, we'll decide just what route we'll take. We'll provide holistic therapies, the most advanced treatments, and an affiliation with the Seattle Cancer Care Alliance, right here in the South Sound. All so that on this journey, we feel informed and supported. We welcome you to join us here in Hope, where today, like every day, we're providing excellent cancer care. For more information, visit multicare.org. MultiCare. Better connected.
These days, everyone is looking for ways to save money. One idea is to get a free rate quote on your car insurance from GEICO. You could save 15% or more. It's a wonderful way to save money. And after that, if you're still looking for ways to save, here's another handy tip. To save money on clothing, do like me. Just don't wear any. And you'll also save money on dry cleaning.
To get a free rate quote, go to GEICO.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local office. GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Warning, if your ears are sensitive to hard-hitting facts, earmuff them now. This is Gary, the hard-hitting commercial voiceover guy for GEICO's local agents. Fact one, your local GEICO agent is an expert at getting you the coverage you need. Fact two, you can talk to your local GEICO agent face-to-face. Fact three, facts one and two hit so hard, I don't need a third.
To see how much you could save on more than just car insurance, contact your local GEICO office in Bellevue, Silverdale, Oak Harbor, or Lakewood.
Attention slot machine enthusiasts. If you or a loved one have experienced any of the following symptoms, you may be entitled to a chance at $50,000. Do you feel the need to push buttons repeatedly? Do you have an uncontrollable craving for cherries? When you see a lever, are you unable to resist the urge to pull it? Do you often dream of winning money? When hearing this song, does your heart race uncontrollably? If you answered yes or even no to any of the preceding questions, you may be experiencing slots fever, and you could be entitled to a substantial cash prize. Visit your local Washington's Lottery retailer today to play the Washington's Lottery $5 tournament slot scratch game for a chance at $50,000. Or mail in your non-winning ticket to be entered in one of three second chance drawings for a seat and a shot at $50,000 in the Northern Quest Resort and Casino slot tournament on September 27th. Seats are limited, so play today.
Overall odds of winning tournament slots are 1 in 3.79. Overall odds of winning second chance prizes are based on number of entries received. Visit wildlottery.com for details. The Northern Quest name is a registered trademark of the Kalispell Tribe of Indians and may not be used without the written consent of Northern Quest Resort and Casino.
It's a good time for a great deal during the Toyota Time Sales Event. Take advantage of amazing deals on some of our most popular models, like Prius, America's best-selling hybrid car. Now through June 2nd, you can get a new 2014 Prius liftback with 0% APR financing plus $500 bonus cash. Or get a Toyota Care 24-month lease on Prius for just $239 a month with $1,729 due at signing. Includes $500 bonus cash. That's $239 a month for Prius with no cost maintenance included. Tax, title, and license extra. Lease and limited-term financing subject to approved credit through TFS. A dealer documentary service fee of up to $150 may be added to the sale price or capitalized cost. Get details at 1-888-48-TOYOTA or visit buyatoyota.com. Hurry into one of your Western Washington Toyota dealers now. Toyota time ends June 2nd. Toyota, let's go places.
It's heating up. Time to install that air conditioner you've been talking about. Locally owned for over 25 years, Universal Refrigeration, Heating, and Air Conditioning are your cool-down experts. Visit their mobile website right now at northwestcool.com.
Annoying insects love to dine out in summer. On you. That's why the Home Depot has select cutter insect repellents at 25% off. So let's ruin their summer, not yours. Stock up now on ready-to-spray concentrate, foggers, aerosols, and more. Biting insects won't stand a biting chance. Let's do this. Select cutter insect repellents 25% off. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid on select products through June 1st. U.S. only. See store for details.
This report is brought to you by Fred Meyer.
Good morning from the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center. I'm Ashley Ryan. Miserable drive continues southbound 5, trying to get from Northgate past I-90 with the three left lanes blocked. Southbound 99, also a miserable drive. 405 southbound backs up I-5 past Totem Lake, and northbound on the Valley Freeway solid at 212.
Stop by your Fred Meyer Seafood Department today for fresh, first of the season wild Alaska Copper River whole sockeye salmon. It's rich in flavor and heart healthy. Create a delicious seafood meal with help from Fred Meyer. What's on your list today?
It's the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
What kind of joint is this, man?
Oh, it's a heavy-duty joint, man.
And now, the Pot Report.
Yes, what do you boil potatoes in? A pot.
You're so cute.
For our young audience.
You're going to make a great grandpa.
9:27. Really? Hey, Bri, having fun? What are you eating? What do you have in your mouth?
Strawberries.
Okay. Delicious.
Jody could put 28 grapes in her mouth. We found out this morning.
I heard about that.
Yeah. I won $20.
Did you freeze them for ice cubes for somebody afterwards and give them away?
No.
All right. 9:27. Parolees in Washington are our first legalized weed story today. Washington parolees now have the right to smoke. Washington Department of Corrections is planning to allow them to smoke starting next week. The policy will hold out.
Wait till Sunday.
The policy will permit the 14,000 people who are on parole to consume the legalized green just like any other Washington citizen.
Right. They're allowed to drink while they're on parole.
Sure.
Yeah.
We're putting some changes into effect so we won't routinely test offenders in the community for THC. We don't want them to held to the level that, as a citizen, you wouldn't be held to. They're not endorsing anything. They're just saying, we're going to stop testing for it. I saw that this was coming around the corner. Seems reasonable. Also today, in a joint letter, that's what they call it, by the way, Governor Jay Inslee and Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper said that without banking services, marijuana businesses will be exposed to significant risks of criminal activity. In other words, federal government, come on. We can't do something. You got to provide us a legal way to do it. And then, whose idea do you think it was to do a joint letter? Is it Jay's? Because his name is Jay.
Yeah, it's true.
Okay. The governor's letter follows an earlier one sent in October asking federal banking officials to allow state-licensed recreational businesses access to the banking system. The banking system, as you know, is run by the feds. An industrial hemp pilot study has begun in Whatcom County. You know where Whatcom County is, everybody?
Eastern.
I think it's up around Canada, right? Isn't it up Blaine area?
Yeah, Bellingham.
Bellingham, okay. Bellingham, Blaine. What they're doing is not recreational marijuana, but hemp. Clothing. I mean, aren't we going to need cool little gift shop items to commemorate your, you know, pot tourism visit to Seattle?
Yes.
Sure. Little satchel, little t-shirt.
Yeah.
Throw.
Anyway, they are decided that industrial hemp might be exactly what their struggling farmlands need. Right now they're growing blueberry. Actual blueberries.
Not the kush.
Right.
Hey, let me ask you this weekend. Does industrial hemp fall under this legalization mode?
Apparently, but, you know, they're working on it. I don't know if they got, if what this story means. They got permission. The story just says that they're working on this legislation. It would require farmers to obtain a license and use only approved farmland.
Anything you need to know about hemp will be answered tomorrow, because in the studio we will have the president of the Washington Hemp Association. It's people that want to make this a huge crop, not for marijuana, but for hemp.
The Washington Hemp Association. That's a good acronym.
Yeah.
What.com.
Actually, it's quite the opposite. She's like a buttoned up, very well-spoken, really cool lady. She's not going to roll in hemp overalls with dreadlocks and calling all of us man.
Good to know. Kentucky, she's not going to be Spicoli.
No, man.
Kentucky plans a landmark hemp crop. This is also news. Kentucky, not one of the legalization states, but had a quick legal battle, and hemp seeds are now being planted. So the state-sponsored planting of hemp Tuesday at the University of Kentucky, second of seven before the end of this month. This is for medicinal marijuana, right?
No, this is for hemp to
hemp
grow.
Also hemp.
To make industrial.
So there's three kinds of marijuana.
Yeah, hemp, you can make building materials out of it. It's a food.
Cheech and Chong made a whole van.
Yeah. The seed of hemp is.
You're not going to get high from a field of hemp.
I understand.
But there was a big problem because they imported the seeds from Italy, and the government said, no, you can't be importing hemp seeds from Italy. And so they had a legal battle over it. Finally, they cleared the seeds. And for the first time in decades, Kentucky, which used to be the hemp capital of America, is going to be growing hemp.
Grows faster than timber.
If we're going to tell everybody to quit smoking, there's got to be, you know, some other stuff that some of these states can plant other than tobacco.
And by the way, I've seen a van made of tobacco. It does not hold up well.
Nope.
Pings thought to be from Flight 370's black box are now being said they weren't. Remember those acoustic pings that caused everybody to look hard for Flight 370? It's now believed they didn't come from the plane's black boxes. This is the U.S. Navy. And, of course, they were talking to CNN. Authorities now almost universally believe those were not Flight 370 pings. When asked if other countries had reached the same conclusions, the authorities said, yes, we are very sure they were not from 370. Our best theory at this point was they were some sound produced by a ship. And the pinger locator, which they were using for underwater signals, might have actually produced the ping in some weird way.
And they
still don't seem to have a real answer.
Well, deepwater fish fart maybe is a ping.
The answer is they covered every inch of that ocean.
You're just playing to the young audience.
I want him to hear me say fart, and then I want him to hear him laugh again.
That's funny.
I miss my kid. Yeah.
There's nothing down there. That's what they've decided, because they've looked everywhere you can look. Right. So they got to find somewhere else to start looking now.
Kim Kardashian and Kanye West on their honeymoon. What did they do?
Akron, Ohio.
No. They went mountain biking in
what?
Ireland. Yes.
Oh.
It was over the top for their wedding. They spent so much money. And on their honeymoon, they're getting back to nature. They went on an early morning, hour-long mountain trek in Ballyhoura. Do you know where that is?
Ballyhoura is southwest, I believe.
In Ireland, and Kanye had biked there years ago during a visit for a gig, so he knew the area. People say they were enjoying their time together and appeared to be like a typical, happy, newlywed.
They were still getting along 48 hours in. That's
yeah, that's
news.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Because, you know...
You wait for the punchline, dude. Don't blow it.
Yeah. Brad Pitt attacked. This is kind of sad, actually. I don't wish this on Brad Pitt. He was struck in the face while signing autographs at a movie premiere Wednesday. Pitt was at the Hollywood premiere of Maleficent?
Maleficent. Well, his wife's film.
It's Maleficent, but they're calling this Maleficent with an E. And I know that's just me that's bugged by this, but I'm watching the trailers for this, and it's Maleficent.
What's it about?
It's the witch from Sleeping Beauty was Maleficent.
I wouldn't know that.
Angelina Jolie stars as Maleficent, one of the foremost evil queens in the history of our childhood literature, and she's turning it into a role that is getting lots of acclaim. They're saying that she is so amazing as this character that nobody else in the movie even exists.
So this guy who did this struck him in the face, 25-year-old, a guy named Vitaly Sidiuk.
Does this name not sound familiar to you?
Yeah, well, he's done this before. He confronts celebrities at red carpet events.
He's a prankster, but it's not funny if you're the only one who's doing the joke. This is the guy who tagged Will Smith in the crotch at an event. He went under America Ferrara from Ugly Betty. He went under
guy?
Her dress. He's like this, I think he's from Russia or Ukraine or Uruguay or somewhere. He's not American. And he does it as... you know, as a way to get
celebrity.
Press.
He's a little like Morgana the Kissing Bandit,
yeah, he's
if
a
you
moron.
Remember.
Only
her.
He's worse.
Yeah, he's worse because, one, he's not a woman, and he goes after the... I mean, to have a big, chesty woman come out and randomly kiss you is a little cuter than having this little Russian guy come and try to crawl up
sure,
your
crawl
dress.
Up your dress. Yeah.
Don't punch Brad Pitt. I don't know how many times I have to tell everyone.
And I don't think he meant to punch, but I think that's what kind of happened is he wound up hitting him in the face. He was going kind of trying to hug him. And then, you know, he accidentally got his face, and then the security came. And
where was this at?
And the premiere of Maleficent.
Where at, though?
In L.A.
Also, when it was in Italy, that they could use that Italian legal system in a moment like this.
Texter says that Angelina Jolie was so scary, apparently, during the filming of Maleficent that they had to bring in her own children to be in the movie.
Yeah.
Because the child actors could not be with her because she was so scary.
A Casey Kasem update today. The wife of Casey has been ordered to appear in Kitsap County Superior Court. This is the dispute with the stepdaughter who's been given authority by California, but now they're not in California. I have no idea what the laws are on extradition for this sort of thing. Apparently there are two sides to this story because I've heard compelling arguments.
Really?
For either the daughter or for the wife.
Well, I haven't heard a compelling argument for the wife.
You may I have really? Locally from people in the business heard that the wife is great and that this is a daughter making a play for the money.
Well,
so
didn't the judge in California, though, hear this case?
I've also heard that California's got a corrupt legal system. But like I said, I don't know. I'm just telling you that if you think it's only one-sided, you haven't heard all the arguments. I have no idea.
Okay.
Gene Kasem was not immediately reachable for comment. A spokesman for Kerry says she has a Washington State court order that allows her to buy the L.A. Clippers. No, I mean to see her father, Casey Kasem. you know what I mean? I don't know what's true when this is all talked about. Casey Kasem gained fame with his radio music countdown shows, American Top 40, Casey's Top 40. And what famous cartoon voice?
He was Shaggy on Scooby-Doo.
You got
Zoinks!
It. Shaggy on Scooby-Doo.
Yep, bet.
Tiger Woods is out of the U.S. Open today. He withdrew from the U.S. Open on Wednesday, recovering from back surgery that kept him out of golf for nearly 3 months. Is that a thing, by the way? I've heard that golf can really injure your back. That's a big risk. The golf swing is not a natural
twist. Yeah, twist,
yeah.
Knees and backs
can be really done.
But even the best pro athlete golfer, even if you do it as right as anybody can do it, you can still hurt your back.
You have to have a very, very impressive core strength, and even then.
Well, and the deal with Tiger's back injury is that he lost his game. He used to be, of course, the greatest golfer in the world. He was on track to become the winningest golfer of all time. He hasn't been so successful since his personal troubles really derailed his swing and his game. And he's trying to overcome his lack of production by working harder.
Ah.
And so instead of fixing the 12 inches between his ears, he's trying to...
Is that what you think?
Yeah. I think he's overtrained and hurt his back.
Maybe he doesn't need to fix the 12 inches between his ears. Maybe he needs to hit more pancake and waffle houses up and get back to what worked for him in the first place.
Up on a lower region. Yeah, okay.
Waffle house.
It's all in the hips.
That was very Joe-like.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to do Rock Genius, folks, right now. Get on the horn at 877-901-0957 if you'd like to play Rock Genius. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to be a rock genius. The 10 of 10 today, we'll have two questions because we've skipped a couple of days.
All right.
For the 10 of 10 today, what are the songs we're playing?
Well, it's songs from 1968, and this may be one of the greatest 10 of 10s I've ever seen put together. Thank you, Steve Slayton. We're going to start off with Jumpin' Jack Flash from the Rolling Stones, 1968.
Okay.
If you want to get a caller on, I'll let him know what the question is.
How many times did Mick have gas during the singing of that song? That might be the question. I don't know. We'll start with caller number one and caller number two. We'll just go right to it. So we can get to our musical guest, 877-901-0957 for Rock Genius. The first song, first question will be about Jumpin' Jack Flash. Give me a preview of some of the tunes today after 10. Do you have them?
I guess Jody. Sitting on the Dock of the Bay is going to be my other question. That's one of the 10 of 10.
Okay.
It's great. The Doors, Zombies, great year.
Ron in Newcastle, are you ready?
Sure.
Okay.
All right. According to the song Jumpin' Jack Flash, where was Mick born?
I was born.
You hear him? He's singing it. Where was he born?
Southside Hurricane?
No, so close. There's a documentary film that just came out, a documentary film of this title. It's so close.
I can't get it.
I know.
Michael in Fremont.
Yeah, good morning.
My question was, how many times did Mick Jagger have gas during the song? But Spike wanted to make it harder. Where was Mick born?
Where was Mick Jagger born, according to the song Jumpin' Jack Flash?
I was born in a crossfire hurricane.
In a crossfire hurricane.
Crossfire.
That's right, my friend. Well done.
You win some blazing bagels, and you're in the drawing for bagels for your entire workforce that we'll have on Friday. All right.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
All right, one more. Here's Brian in Renton. Brian, you ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay, make it easy.
All right, sitting in the morning sun, sitting by the Dock of the Bay, Otis Redding is another song from our 10 of 10.
Sitting in the morning sun.
How long will he be sitting there?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah!
I think Stuart knows. How long? No?
I'm going to...
Half the people in the room know.
How long will he be sitting? I'll be sitting in the morning sun. How long will he be sitting there?
I'll be sitting.
I don't know.
I'm so sorry.
We need another contestant, and we have it. It's Rob in Seattle. Hello, Rob.
Hello.
Sitting in the morning sun. How long will he be sitting there?
I'll be waiting till the evening's done.
Till the evening's
done? Yeah.
We going to accept that? Come on, let's not keep Stuart
ready. All
right,
I'll be sitting till the evening comes is the line. We're going to give you bagels.
I mean, we're playing for bagels. They are the best bagels in the world, but we also have a unique Broadway star and the winner of 8 Tony Awards standing by. Ladies and gentlemen, Once is one of the most unique shows ever to captivate Broadway audiences. The winner of 8 Tony Awards, including Best Musical of 2012, it's touring for the first time. Once tells the story of a Dublin musician who's ready to chuck his dreams of success until he meets a girl who takes an interest in his songs and him as well. The star of Once is British actor Stuart Ward. Here he is.
Homebird, you're flying straight into the wind. And you leave me no choice here but to follow your lead. But I can speak clearly and I can speak easy, and I know the strength in your soul.
Everybody's excited that Stuart Ward is here in our studio because, well, in addition to this, he's also on Downton Abbey, which you absolutely love. You've appeared there.
I have.
Just once, right?
Yeah.
Okay. He's also in real life a singer-songwriter who attended Paul McCartney's Liverpool Institute for Performing Artists, which I'm interested in hearing about.
And this is Stuart's original music right here.
That's his own album. And we have the album here. Mm-hmm. We're going to link to it at bobrivers.com. The album is called Pictures. But wait, there's more. Once is at the Paramount Theater through June 8th. You get tickets by linking to tickets.com at bobrivers.com. Stuart Ward, welcome to the Bob Rivers Show. How are you?
I'm very well.
You having fun?
Yeah, I'm having a great time. Seattle's awesome.
Yeah. Is this early for a singer to sing?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
I went to bed at 2 a.m. Oh, 2?
Yeah.
Wow. Show last night?
Yeah, we had a show last night. It was okay. Our second one. We opened on Tuesday night.
Tell me about your routine. You do the show, and you, most singers have warm-up exercises. Do you?
Kinda. I don't actually need to warm up my voice for the show. I need to kind of warm up my body more.
Huh.
My vocal warm-up's a cup of tea, really. I have a cup of tea before I go on, but I got to do a lot of stretching and stuff because it's quite a physical show, so right. That's more important for me.
And so that, so you don't get out, like, because if you twist something at the very beginning of a show.
Exactly, yeah.
You got to motor through it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm the stand-in, and it's a real drop-off.
Yeah.
And horrible.
I've seen him. You don't want to know.
Horrible.
And when you take that bow at the end of the night, when the show is over, do you have a wind down routine? I imagine you can't just go right to sleep.
No, you can't. You're on quite a high at that point, so you just gotta. I mean, I attempted to go home last night and go to sleep, but it was impossible. So I went for a beer instead.
Well, I saw
broke some car windows, put some stuff on fire.
I saw opening night, and this show actually starts like no other show because the set of Once is an Irish pub, and the audience is invited. You're up there. The audience is up there drinking before the show starts
on stage,
and then the musicians slowly work their way out and play. And this isn't a show where you have an orchestra playing the music. Stuart and the cast are the musicians of this. So they're sitting around on stage playing music, just kind of warming the audience up while the audience is up on stage drinking.
For free?
No. I'm sure
whoa.
It's an Irish bar.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's a little trick we've got. We get the audience wasted before the show.
Sweet. And then, I'm down
and then,
with that.
Then the pub stays open until 2 a.m. on stage. That's why it was out so late last night.
The show's won 8 Tony Awards in 2012.
That's right yeah.
Best musical. It's an actor, musicians play their own instruments, but a Dublin street musician, that's you.
Mm-hmm.
You're about to give up on your dream when a beautiful young woman takes a sudden interest in your haunting love songs.
Yeah, that's right. He's on the streets of Dublin. He's on Grafton Street. If you've ever been to Grafton Street, you won't see as many buskers as you would on Grafton Street.
Were we there?
Yeah, we were.
Okay.
We were.
Have you been there?
I've stood on the exact spot near the dumpster where Glenn Hazard stood. The guy who starred in the film version of this, Glenn Hazard, I apologize. Every Christmas, he and Bono will just show up randomly on Grafton Street.
Wow.
Unannounced and never at the same time. And they'll start doing Christmas carols. There's like a bunch of YouTube videos of that. But Grafton Street's a magic place.
It's crazy. Like, as soon as you get out of earshot of one busker, you're in earshot of another one. It's just littered with them.
And you, you work with some other famous people too. And you, let's talk about Paul McCartney's Institute. Is this like, does Paul actually teach there?
He's not a teacher, but he does come down like once or twice a year
for Quidditch games.
Yeah, you've been there, obviously.
Yeah,
he comes down and does like masterclasses and things like that. And
okay.
I actually had a songwriting class with him, a one-on-one songwriting class, which was insane.
Wow,
insane.
Like he's the greatest songwriter.
I know. I'm there playing one of my songs to him, and he's like, "Yeah, it's great."
Did he listen to one of the songs on this album?
No, this was much. It was before this album.
Before this, okay.
Yeah,
so
I only recorded
when
that.
When Paul McCartney is about to hear your song,
yeah.
How do you feel? Are you scared?
Yeah, I was scared, and also I was aware that it sounded a little bit like Blackbird, and I was like, how's it going to take this?
Parakeet singing in the dead of day. which song was it?
I wanna hold your foot.
It's actually the last song on there. It's called Bedtime Daylight.
Okay, hold on a second. Play a little Pedro of Bedtime Daylight, and then Spike will be Paul McCartney listening to it.
It's all right. I mean, it's all right. How about Bedtime Daylight? Seems so far away, and I need another place. There's a line in my head I can think of. I believe in
Bedtime Daylight.
All my pillows seem so far away.
What did Paul say?
He was just very complimentary about it. Yeah, you know.
7 days a week is nice. How about eight? I actually
got him to I got him to sign my guitar as well while I was there. Man. But
I'm a geek like that too.
It was the only guitar I had at the time because I was a student. I couldn't afford another one, and I went busking in Manchester. And if you've ever been busking, it's much louder than you expect on a street with thousands of people. And I just scratched it all off.
Oh.
So there's like the pee left.
Oh.
I know.
But it's real.
It's real. The story's real.
Guitar. Yeah, the story is working.
Well, it's funny because I noticed the guitar you brought in today, and it's all scratched away.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen the production yet. I'm coming this week. But I've seen the movie about 1,000 times. And Glenn Hansard's guitar in this movie is just so played through. I mean, he's literally played right through the body of the face of this guitar. You can see that it's destroyed, but he still plays it because that's his livelihood. You did that? I thought when you brought in this destroyed guitar that you did it for the show. But
that is the show guitar, actually.
Do you play your guitars that hard as well?
No. Well, that's not. Well, half of that is probably the 8 months of this show, but a lot of it is actually just made to look like that as an homage to Glenn, if you like.
And that's a Martin.
That's a Martin,
It's got to look like a guitar that would actually be a busker's guitar, right?
Yeah, exactly. All the guitars in the show are Martin. We've got an awesome sponsorship deal with them.
Stuart is going to sing a song for us this morning. Let's move you over to the microphone with the reverb and the guitar. Stuart Ward, also trained at Paul McCartney's Liverpool Institute, as I mentioned, but also a songwriter, singer with his own album, which we have a link to at bobrivers.com, and rhythm guitarist and backing vocalist for Sir Cliff Richard. I didn't know Cliff Richard was also knighted.
Sir Cliff Richard, yeah. He's a bit of a big deal back home, but no one knows him over here. It's kind of odd.
Wow. No, I know. You know what was the Cliff Richard
the
song?
The Shadows, right? Cliff Richard in the Shadows? Shadows?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
I was his rhythm guitarist, and when I told my brother I was going to be the rhythm guitarist of Cliff Richard, he said to me, "Are you going to be up front, or are you going to be in the shadows?"
Perfect. All right. Now, by the way, I have your mic turned way down because I got to tell you, Stuart sings loud.
He's a belter.
He's a Broadway performer. All right, Stuart, what are you going to play for us?
This song is called "Say It to Me Now." This song is actually sang to, believe it or not, is sang to a bank manager, in an attempt to convince the bank manager to give me a loan so I can go to the studio and record my song.
In real life, bank managers do not want this.
No. In the show, the bank manager doesn't want this.
Yes.
Once is at the Paramount Theater through June 8th. Get your tickets now. And Jody will give you the last word of the day just ahead of Stuart Ward. Go ahead, Jody.
This morning it's brought to you by Regions Blue Shield. The last word of the day for tomorrow will be abscond.
Scratching at the surface now, I'm trying hard to work it out. So much has gone misunderstood. This mystery only leads to doubt. I'm looking for a sign in this dark, uneasy time. So if you have something to say, you better say it now. 'cause this is what you've waited for. Your chance to even up the score. And as these shadows fall on me, and now I'll wake somehow. Yeah, 'cause I'm picking up the message, Lord, and I'm closer than I've ever been before. So if you have something to say, say it to me now. Say it to me now, now, now. Whoa, whoa, no, no. Oh, oh, oh.
Yeah. Good. All right, fantastic. Stuart, thank you very much for being here. And at the Paramount through June 8th, don't miss once.
The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
A mix of showers, sunbreaks, and even an isolated thunderstorm today with highs on the cool side of normal. Expect a low 60s. And looking ahead to the weekend, dry with temperatures in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Lisa Van Sice in the King 5 Weather Center.
This report is brought to you by Tulalip Resort Casino. The Tulalip 2014 Summer Series has arrived, featuring an all-star lineup of your favorite artists. Tickets and packages are on sale now. Find all the details at TulalipCasino.com.
When we're alone in our cars, we take on many different personalities. Sometimes we're a wandering wife.
Really, Jim? What could possibly be taking so long? You went into the store for eggs. Just eggs. I bet those eggs have hatched, grown up to become young adult chickens, and literally laid eggs of their own. The eggs have laid eggs, Jim.
Whoever you are in your car, you'll feel safer this summer after a trip into Les Schwab. From free pre-trip safety checks to free brake checks, the best tire value promise has you covered. Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, one of the world's greatest rock and roll bands, with so many incredible songs. The Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, live and on stage, Friday, August 15th, at The Gorge, with very special guest, Steve Winwood. Tickets on sale this Saturday at 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com, all Ticketmaster outlets, or by phone. Every ticket includes a copy of the new album, Hypnotic Eye.
Join Spike and me at 3010 Weight Loss for Life at 3010weightlossforlife.com.
Hurry into the Fred Meyer Brandtastic Sale. You'll find big savings on the hottest electronics brands like Apple, Samsung, and more. Plus, save even more by trading in your working tablet, cell phone, or iPod. Fred Meyer, what's on your list today?
Brain power. It's precious and can't be wasted. That's why we make choosing Arco Gas easy. Arco Gas is top quality at a price that's typically 5 to 10 cents less per gallon than the other guys. A real no-brainer, right? Unlike decisions inside AMPM, like which color of freeze you want or how many Irish creamers you put in your coffee. Personally, I do three. Arco. Top tier quality at a better price. A real no-brainer in a world full of brainers.
To learn more, visit toptiergas.com. Savings based on independent price survey from 2013 to 2014 among major oil brands.
Looking to amp up your summer fun this year? Then get to Car Toys for Summer Bash. This is the sale that lets you land hot deals on the cool audio gear you've always wanted, so you can take the fun with you this summer, no matter where you're going. Right now, save $30 on a Kenwood CD receiver with USB input that lets you control the music on your phone or play your tunes from a thumb drive. It's Summer Bash priced at just $99, including expert installation guaranteed for life. Waiting for the right deal to add video to your car? During the Car Toys Summer Bash, save $200 on an AudioBox 9-inch flip-down video player. Just $399, including expert installation. Save on speakers from Sony, Pioneer, Alpine, Kenwood, JL Audio, Boss Audio, Focal, Infinity, Quinn. Over 90 to choose from. Save on car alarms, subwoofers, even car detailing and marine audio. Take your fun along this summer and save big right now during Summer Bash at Car Toys.
Car Toys, a better way to go.
We own a business, and we're looking to open a second location.
We have 19 employees and need to hire 12 more in the next 2 months.
And we're launching 3 products next month.
And we really, really want a vending machine.
Oh, also the copy machine broke.
Again.
So we went to U.S. Bank for some financial solutions. Well, luckily, they had something called the 19-employee, location-expanding, rapidly-growing, 3-product-launching, future vending machine-owning, working copy machine business package.
Yeah, they kind of invented it for us.
Exactly.
U.S. Bank offers custom financial solutions for your business, from startup to expansion and beyond. Call your local U.S. banker, Chris Hales, at 206-344-4261. U.S. Bank, all of us serving you. Subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for more information. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Yes.
The Silverado 1500 was built to be strong. Strong enough to be named the 2014 North American Truck of the Year. And now we're getting even stronger with 2 more ways to flex some muscle. The new 2015 Silverado 2500 and 3500 Heavy Duties. Both come with available Allison Transmission and Duramax Diesel. Legendary names backed by over 100 billion miles of real-world experience. Strong just got stronger. Use 4750 allowance with May price discount off MSRP of $3,100 and option package discount of $750 to get a total value of $8,600 on the Silverado 1500 All-Star Double Cab V8.
See your Northwest Chevy dealer.
Offer not available with loyalty special finance and lease programs and some other offers. Take retail delivery by 6214. See participating dealer for details. Strong just got stronger.
It's Rada Pink's 12 Days of Savings Sale going on now. That's right. For 12 days, receive $12 off a gallon of Rada Pink's best interior and exterior paint. Plus 12 days of savings on quality Rada painting supplies. Let our experts guide you on being the envy of your neighborhood. Get $12 off Rada Pink's best interior and exterior gallons of paint during our 12 Days of Savings Sale going on now until May 31st. Visit a Rada Paint store near you. Be sure to visit us online at RadaPaint.com. Rada Paint. Finish right.
So about a year ago, my 82-year-old, very active mom became very limited by terrible back pain. She got to the point where she really couldn't drive. I mean, when she told me I can't go to church anymore, I knew there was a big problem. She went from doctor to doctor, and no one seemed able to help her. And to make things worse, I live in Poulsbo, and my mother lives halfway across the country in St. Louis. I figured we needed to do something different, so I brought her out here, where a surgeon from the Neuroscience Institute of Providence in Everett performed spine surgery on her. So my mom is feeling no pain, and she sings Providence's praises every day. She really does. Every time I talk to her, she tells me how grateful she is. It's been such a huge impact on her life. I suppose most people don't travel such a long way for surgery, but then most people don't normally have a son so involved in healthcare. I am Dr. Patrick Sinopole. I am an anesthesiologist, and I prescribe Providence.
Learn about more doctors who took their own medicine at rxprovidence.org.
Driving in my car, beep, beep, obeying the law sure is neat. Hope no one wrecks into me. Oh, wait a minute, here comes a car. It's my lucky day. Plenty of time to get out of his way.
But in real life, it happens this fast.
Driving in my car, beep.
Don't let scratches and dents ruin the appearance or reduce the value of your vehicle. Choose the best in the business to get you back on the road fast. With 75 years of experience and a 97% customer satisfaction rating, it's easy to see why Gerber Collision and Glass is chosen by most major insurance carriers. All Gerber repairs are backed by a national lifetime repair warranty. And Gerber even offers interest-free financing options to help with insurance deductibles or repair costs. Now with 13 Washington locations to assist you, including Bellingham, Burlington, Everett, Kent, Seattle, and Marysville. Call 877-7-GERBER.
Gerber Collision and Glass.
Gerber Collision and Glass. We come highly wrecked, amended.
This report is brought to you by Applebee's.
Good morning from the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center. I'm Ashley Ryan. We have still a very miserable drive southbound 5 between 85th and I-90, where just south of I-93, left lanes are still blocked. Still a tough drive on 99 as well. Northbound 5 jammed up Albro into the Convention Center. 405 southbound backs up I-5. pretty much past Totem Lake.
The taste of summer is at Applebee's with the new zesty lemon shrimp scampi linguine, juicy grilled Vidalia onion sirloin, and refreshing strawberry and avocado salad. Three fresh reasons to see you tomorrow at Applebee's.
Bob Rivers in the mornings, the No Repeat Workday, and Seattle's greatest hits. This is 95.7 KJR
FM and HD1
Seattle and iHeartRadio station.